This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. And there's word that federal authorities have raided a hotel in Queens, owned by someone with ties to one of the mayor's biggest fundraisers. The exact target of the raid last Thursday morning at the Mayflower Hotel in Long Island City is not clear, but multiple outlets are reporting that it was part of an investigation being led by the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. The Mayflower, which the city pays for rooms in for use as a shelter, is owned by an Adams donor who has ties to his former fundraiser, Winnie Greco. The Eastern District had raided Greco's home in February, and she resigned from her role at City Hall last month. In response to reporters, a spokesperson for Mayor Adams said the mayor is dedicated to following and upholding the law and that he'll continue to cooperate with any law enforcement requests. Well, now that the MTA has voted to approve the congestion pricing plan, New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is stepping up his fight to make it go away.
In fact, Gottheimer is saying the fight from New Jersey's side has just begun.
What we're asking for, since they've changed the pricing, and which will affect, of course, traffic patterns and the whole decision-making process that people make, that the Department of Transportation, instead of rushing this through, puts through a comment period as they're supposed to.
And he wants a 90-day comment period. And Gottheimer, who now is also running for governor, tells 1010 Winds he'll be asking Speaker Johnson to fast-track a bipartisan bill that would defund the MTA of federal dollars if congestion pricing gets rolling in January.
If New York goes ahead with this, there's a lot of people who won't be able to afford to go to work anymore, drive over the bridge or through the tunnels. And it's going to have a huge impact on the Port Authority. And no one's talked about how they're going to make up that gap yet.
Gottheimer will outline more of his plans here in Fort Lee this morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The NYPD is on the lookout for the suspect in an attack on an 84-year-old woman on the Upper East Side. Investigators say the woman was on 86th Street near 3rd Avenue Saturday afternoon when a man came up and, for whatever reason, knocked her to the ground before running off. Luckily, she wasn't seriously injured. There are photos and video of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Anyone who recognizes him is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. There's a joint committee meeting in the City Council today to discuss the current state of the municipal workforce in New York City, and especially all the vacancies in jobs at city agencies. Councilwoman Carmen De La Rosa says a combination of budget cuts and hiring freezes have hurt performance at those agencies, and it has a big impact on many of the services that New Yorkers rely on.
Why is it taking so long between the time that a person takes the civil service exam to then get their score, and then it's taking them, you know, months and months, if they do pass and they get a good score, to actually be hired?
Among those expected to testify include union brass and members of both the Department of Citywide Administrative Services and the Office of Labor Relations. And police are asking for help in tracking down the suspects in a stabbing in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. The victim, a 26-year-old man, was on 73rd Street and Ridge Boulevard Saturday afternoon when two men walked up and stabbed him in the torso before running off. The victim survived the attack but was hospitalized in stable condition. Anyone who knows anything about those suspects is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Well, it's expected that President-elect Trump would learn his fate today in the hush money case here in New York City. Today was the day that Judge Juan Merchan was expected to decide whether President-elect Trump will be sentenced on 34 felony counts or if he'll get to walk free. Legal analysts say the big question is how the case was affected by the Supreme Court's decision a few months ago that granted presidents broad immunity from criminal prosecution. If his convictions are upheld, Trump could face as many as 4 years behind bars. The decision was due this morning, but it could still be several days before it's released to the public. And there's word that Damian Williams, who has served since 2021 as U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, will be stepping down before Donald Trump's inauguration in January. Sources tell Bloomberg News that Williams has shared his plan with associates following Trump's victory on Election Day. Williams, who is the first black man to serve as U.S. attorney in New York's Southern District, is credited with steering the office through a relentless stretch of high-profile cases on Wall Street and beyond. He would be replaced until Trump takes office by his deputy U.S. attorney. After that, the president-elect has said he plans to put former SEC head Jay Clayton into that role. There's been no comment from the U.S. attorney's office. The suspect in yesterday's horrific stabbing spree in Manhattan is due in court today for an arraignment. In a case that investigators are still trying to make sense of, 51-year-old Ramon Rivera is accused of walking up to three random people in three separate incidents, one on West 19th Street, the next on East 30th Street, and the third near the UN building on East 42nd Street, and then without saying a word, pulling out a knife and attacking them. The first two victims, a 36-year-old Angel Landy and a 68-year-old man, died shortly after the attacks. The third, 36-year-old Wilma Agustin, died at the hospital a few hours later. Police say Rivera had blood on his clothes and was armed with two kitchen knives when police officers finally tracked him down. Again, there's been no word on a motive.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.